It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Jobs just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening. It's doubleheader in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA as Benedictine plays host to Park University. Hello again, everybody, with Brian Hagan. That's right, Mr. Hagan to most of us. Brian Hagan to the rest. He's back at the Care Studios getting things fired up and underway and producing and engineering to get this going today. Brian, thank you, man. You're the best ever. Tom Couch with you here, court signed, a public address announcer, beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. But before they do that, I'm going to take just a moment and share with you that with a heavy heart, I have to let you know that Ravens have lost one of the great Benedictine women's basketball fans of all time is Jack Richardson. Everybody knows Grandpa Jack passed away unexpectedly over the weekend at his home. And if you came to a Raven game at home in the last 14 years, if you've been to a Benedictine game on the road, if you at home, always on the road, so many times, having seen him last up in Iowa at Graceland just a few days ago. He was here as a great fan to his granddaughter, Allie Taft, who played for the Ravens for a full career and kind of fell in love with the thing, and everybody fell in love with him. No kinder, nicer, more gentle, happier soul, and more fun to be around than Grandpa Jack. Everyone going to miss him. Let's take a look at the starters for this ball game here this evening. First of all, how about we start off with our visitors tonight from Punk University, who come into the ballgame under head coach Kenneth Cooper Jr. 14-9 on the season. They are 11-8 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Nadia Cooper, a 5'9" junior out of Cedar Hills, Texas. Liberty, Missouri lady, Emma Perry, she's 5'8" senior from Blackwell, Oklahoma, also a 5'8" senior. It'll be Paige Scott. You'll move to the front line where it'll be Nevaeh Spillman at 5'10", a sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. And from Eichton, Kent, it is Michaela Ortiz. She's 6'2" and a senior. For the Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine on a three-game winning streak. They won 6 of the last 7 and come into the game today at 18-4. They are 15-3 in the conference, and it will be back to that senior 5. Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. She's 5'6". From Beloit, Kansas, at 5'7", Lauren Tubert. Nortonville, Kansas City, from JCN, 5'11", Josie Weiser. At 6'1", Jennifer Jacobs out of Wichita and Capon Mount Carmel Catholic School. And Riley Roddinghouse from Nemaha Central in Seneca, Kansas, 6'3". You remember these two teams met gosh, it's been a bit ago down in Parkville. Lady Ravens came out to an early lead. Park battled back through the game, cut the gap in the early part of the fourth quarter, but the Lady Ravens were just fantastic at the free throw line in the waning moments of the game. And they secured that win in the first matchup between these two teams. Around the conference today, pretty full slate. Well, I say that, and yet there's been an exception. One of the games today, Clark at Culver Stockton, they have elected to not play today. They're going to work on a reschedule for that one because of the weather. Central Methodist is at Baker, Mid-America at Homewood Valley. We've got Peru at Grandview, Grayson about Mercy. Penn has this day the bye. The ball goes up. Ravens are going to take the tip. Back comes Josie, feeds in the middle. I thought she was going to take that shot. Goes to J.J., spins, shoots, scores. Jennifer Jacobs and the Ravens, early on, up 2-0. We're 15 seconds in. Park will bring it back down, kick it into the free throw line, step it inside, the 14-foot jump shot, not going to happen. Rebounding it out, Lauren Dubert. Benedictine coming up the court with the basketball and going from left to right across your dial, wearing those home whites with red and black. Josie will take it over from the right side, right in front of the park bench. Pops it out on top. Dubert plays through two defenders, drives in, and has the ball stripped out of her hands. You can hear that little murmur from the crowd. They thought that she had split those defenders and was going to go in for the layup, but a late arriving. Park player was able to dislodge that ball, and Artis knocks it out of bounds. Benedictine with 14 on the shot clock coming back in. And they're going to throw it away. Oh, Jacobs did a nice job of saving it. The last moment, Nicholson going three. No. Kennedy Nicholson is chasing a number. We'll talk about that. Here's Josie for three. No. Off the rim once, twice, no. And rebound to Artis, and it'll be Park basketball. A minute into the ball game, 2-0 Lady Ravens. Park will walk it up the floor very patiently. Up top side is going to be Emma Perry. She'll slide it over to the wing. The kick comes out to the free throw line. The step inside and reaching in really late. I don't know why she did it, but it'll be Riley Roddinghouse picking up a foul. Riley suffered a little injury and was out for a couple of games, and then she's been getting a little more playing time, a little more. And apparently coaches decided we're going to get her out there and see if she's ready to resume that starting position that she has held for 19 of this team's 21 games. At the free throw line, rims out, no good. One more shot coming up here for Park and Nevaeh Spillman. Nevaeh is going to take her time, looks it over, and rolls in. So she will have her first point. Park will have his first point. And at 8:42 to go in the opening quarter, Benedict's lead is trimmed to one. Dubert into the forecourt. BC dumps it over to the right side. Roddinghouse is going to turn it over. Just had the ball taken right out of her hands by Spillman, who will drive the length of the court, puts the shot up that misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Here comes Josie. Oh, what a nice behind-the-back dribble, and the finish on the other end. Josie Weiser, a big-time play on both ends of the court. It is 4-1, Benedictine. The drive to the baseline, and Josie comes in to block it. They're going to say there was body contact. It'll be Weiser's first foul. It'll be Benedictine team foul two. We've yet to have a foul by Park. 8:15 to go here in this first quarter. And at the line is going to be Nadia Cooper. Cooper steps up. First shot just will not quite fall in for her. One more shot coming up for Cooper. Eyes it and gets that one. So Cooper hitting the second of two, and it is now a 4-2 Benedictine lead. We're at the 8-minute mark of the first quarter. BC comes out on top. Jacobs swings it over to Nicholson. Kennedy to Josie. Josie goes three, off to the right. Rebound, Jacobs had it, lost it, taken away by Park. Line up the court is going to be Scott. Page will go to the left side, coast to coast. Up and good. And it is a 4-4 ball game. 7:45 to go in the opening quarter. Kind of how it started when the two teams played the first time. It was close early. Benedictine was ultimately able to establish a bit of a lead. Here's a crossover layup from underneath the goal. It's not going to go down for Kennedy. Nicholson still looking for her first point of the game, and Park will come up the floor looking for their first lead of the evening. Cooper with the basketball, left side, down on top, Spielman over to the right elbow. It's going to be Scott down to the baseline corner, and back out on top they come. Ravens staying with a little player defense, backing in, turning the shot off the block, no good, rebounding it down, BC. Weiser pulling down the basketball, bringing it up the floor herself. We're at the 7-minute mark of the opening quarter. Josie holding the ball aloft in her right hand, looking for some help. Finally, Kazza forced it to Jacobs, and it's going to be batted away and stolen. Arquise gets a hand on it, going the other way. The driving layup, good. Cooper hits the bucket, Parks in front. Benedictine coming out of the gates a little slowly here today, trailing at 6-4 at 6:40 to go in the first. Dubert goes to the right side. Again, Josie right in front of the visiting bench. Kicked underneath, the driving shot, up and good. Jennifer Jacobs hitting back-to-back those left-hand signature underhand swooping layups. And the Ravens tie the game at 6. Way out on top is going to be Arquise. And now you can hear in the background Coach Kenneth Cooper Jr., Kenneth Norman Cooper, to be precise. Ravens will come up with a miss, bring it down the court. Nicholson looks to three. Nope. Rebound. Park. They're going to come the other end. Nobody's down there defending, and the easy layup. Up and good. And that is going to be another bucket for Nadia Cooper. It is 8-6 Park. Driving down, other side. Shot is up this time. Won't go over Jacobs. And a rebound cleared away by the Lady Pirates. Park will race it into the forecourt. Neither team has gone to the bench yet, but there is a player at the scorer's table for each team. Little skip pass comes out on top to Emma Perry. 5.5 to go in quarter number one. It is 8-6 Park. Lady Pirates with the lead with the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Cooper. Puts it up between the circles. Scott, she'll feed into the lane. Perry dishes down low to Arquise. Backs in, change of direction, shot up, deflected. Nice defense by Roddinghouse. Here comes Benedictine. Dubert, baseball pass, other end. Nicholson lays it up and in. First point of the ball game for Kennedy, and we're tied again now at 8. And on the inbound play, the ball is going to be slapped away by Nicholson. She thought she was going to come up with a steal, did not. It'll get away from her, get out of bounds. Coming back into Park, and now multiple substitutions for both teams. We're just going to reset the Benedictine 5, as Kennedy Nicholson is going to be the only starter still out on the court. You got Nicole Stork, and you've got who do we have? Carmen Morales out there, Riley Brueggemann, and Michaela Bauman. So those are the 5 for the Lady Ravens. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. The little dish right side. Park goes baseline. Running shot is up and good. The shot is up by Perdiguayo. Marina gets her first bucket of the game. Back to a 2-point lead goes Park. They're up 10-8. Nicole Stork, left side. We talked about her and the fact that her sister signed with Benedictine out of Adel, Iowa, on the Ravens trip over the weekend. Falling away shot, up and good. Ravens are going to tie this thing again now at 10. 4:10 to go. Now the ball batted away. Not free. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to come up with it. Great defense by Morales. Skip pass over to the left side, taking it down low to Brueggemann. She'll kick it down to Bauman, and then Bauman is going to turn it back over. We'll go to the other end of the floor, and the ball is knocked away by Stork, who commits a foul. There was way too much contact going on beneath the goal for that not to have been a foul on someone. It'll be on Nicole. It'll be Raven, team foul 3. Pirates have committed only 1. So here we go at the free throw line once again, and now coming up there, for Park, as the first shot is going to be up and good. Coming to the line is going to be Jordan Polanco. Jordan Polanco, 5'5" junior, out of Price, Utah. Second free throw, yes, you'll get him. So the second free throw also good, making it a 12-10 lead, Lady Pirates. So Benedictine basically keeping this thing even, but unable to put together and then maintain any kind of a lead. You don't let a team like Park can battle back and forth if you stay close any longer than you have to. Underneath Stork, going to have it slapped out of her hands, and it'll go out of bounds, and we're going to get an offensive foul off the ball, an illegal screen by Carmen Morales. Didn't matter who touched it last. Benedictine is going to turn it over. Carmen, first foul. Benedictine, team foul four. 3 minutes and 42 to go in the opening quarter. It is the Pirates leading Lady Ravens at 12-10. Park coming up the court with it. Polanco, Cooper, Perry, Pettigrew, and Ortiz out of the court now for Coach Cooper. From the top, a three launched, rims off, no good. Stork will rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Bergman taking it down the left side. The lob underneath. Morales, too far underneath the goal. That was set up perfectly, and the Carmen pulled it down for some reason and then kind of double clutch. Should have gone straight up with the shot. Fortunately for Benedictine, and over-anxious defender, and they got a hand up and commits a foul. So the foul is going to be on Ortiz. The first free throw by Morales, no good. Michaela Ortiz will have her first personal foul. Second free throw, no good. To the Ravens, Carmen Morales unable to capitalize on either free throw, but a nice rebound by Stork, and the Lady Ravens are going to maintain possession. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Benedictine out on top. It's going to be Brueggemann. Looks right, looks left, goes back right, long cross court pass into the corner. The three nailed. How about Michaela Bauman from the baseline corner left? Michaela's first point, and Benedictine is in front. 13-12. 2:50 to go in the first quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Perry will swing it over to the left side to Polanco. Kicks it back left, Ortiz. Spinning, twisting, turning. Underneath Polanco, skip pass over to the right side, and the bounce was just, the trajectory was just a little too flat for Pertigueo to come up with the basketball, and Benedictine will have it back in from the backcourt. You hear the horn, and it's Park bringing Paige Scott back into the game, and Nadia Cooper will come out. 2.5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it by one. Their biggest lead, it's been two. Stork will have it on top. Right side, Brueggemann pulls up, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound slapped around, going to be saved in the corner. Nice and done, Bauman. Brueggemann turns, shoots, missed it. Rebounding it underneath this time is going to be Park. Woodard coming up with a basketball, outlets it down the right side. Little seesaw dribble by Scott. Page will launch it out on top. Carmen Morales comes up with a steal. Morales with that nice wingspan, able to stretch the arms out, deflect the ball, and then pull it in. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine still holding on to that slim 1-point lead. They're back on offense. Skip back left side. Morales backs in. Kicks it over to the baseline. All alone, Brueggemann three. No! Lady Ravens shooting has been not great to start the game. That's not exactly your best adjective, your most descriptive term, but I've got to tell you, not great. And now a shot, deflected by the Ravens. Here comes Benedictine. BC hitting 40% of their shots and over from three-point range. Here's a three-pointer, going to be way off by Stork, and the rebound cleared off the floor. Park will have it. Lady Pirates into the fourth quarter with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. And out on top of it is going to be Jordan Polanco. Polanco kicks it over to the left side. Will get it back, turn and shoot, and hit the little 2 foot or the little 12 foot jumper for two. And the Ravens trail again at 14-13. In the last minute now of the opening quarter. Been a seesaw game. Feet underneath Morales, a nice power move, and misses the point blank layup. Carmen is struggling. And now she's not running up the floor. Back there slapping her hands together in frustration, and a shot on the other end of the court. As that's all happening, it's good for a three by Scott. Paige hits a three. Suddenly, that's a wrong score. It should be 17-13. 20 seconds left. There, they've got it fixed. BC back up court with it. Brueggemann. 15, 14, 13 seconds on the shot clock. 1 second more than that in the quarter. Out on top. Bauman, her second three of the opening quarter. Michaela Bauman has been the offense for Benedictine here at the early part of the game, 17-16. And the shot at the buzzer is an air ball in the first quarter. As tough as it's been, has come to an end. We'll return here to the Nolan after one quarter of the ladies' game. It's Park 17, Benedictine 16.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Watson, the opening corner, the Lady Ravens led in scoring by Michaela Bauman. 2 of 2 from three-point range. Has a half a dozen points, and she's coming off the bench for Benedictine and giving them a little bit of an offensive spark. 4 points in the opening corner for Jennifer Jacobs on 2 of 3. Drops dramatically then. Kennedy Nicholson, 1 of 4 for 2. Brugman, 1 of 4 for 2. Weiser, 1 of 3 for 2. For Park, chasing away, you've got Nadia Cooper, 7 points. 4 for Polanco, Scott with 3, and oh, thank you, 2 for Paraguayo. So with that said, Benedictine, opening quarter, Lady Ravens were 7 of 18, 38%. Park, 6 of 14, hitting 42%. And we are back underway. It'll be Park basketball. Second quarter has begun. 17-16, visitors in front. Park will play it off on top to Cooper. What a job reaching in and tying it up by Riley Roddinghouse. And the Lady Ravens have their original five back out there to begin the second quarter. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse. For Park, Cooper, Perry, Scott, Spillman, and Ortiz. Also, the starting five. For Coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr. Less than a half a minute into the second quarter. Kennedy Nicholson, topside, goes to Jacobs, feeds over to the right. Double team, trapped down low, and is there a foul? There's going to be. Riley Roddinghouse was pinned down at the baseline, and as she tried to get rid of the ball, officials going to let us know that Nevaeh Spillman picks up her first foul, and it's going to be the first foul of the second quarter. And now on the inbound, it's to Jacobs who goes up and in. Jennifer Jacobs with a half a dozen, and Benedictine is back in front by one. 18-17 with 9:20 to go in the first half. Park will bring it down the floor. This game's close. No closer than we had up at Grandview the other day, a couple of days ago. 3-point shot is in for Emma Perry. Her first point, and it's 20-18 Park. Benedictine winning their first overtime game of the season a couple of days ago and when we were up in Des Moines. That was Monday. 3-pointer for Josie. Rattles it down. Josie Weiser with 5. And it's 21-20 Benedictine. 8:40 to play. We've seen a bit of offense, but these teams looking to get to the 70s. Here's a follow-away jump shot. No good. Weiser clears down the rebound. Benedictine bringing it up the court. Kennedy Nicholson. Oh, nice feed to Kennedy. We're going to talk about her threes. She'll shoot a three here that doesn't go in. Josie had the rebound, lost it. It's going to get out of bounds to Park. Kennedy Nicholson, she has now surpassed 200 career three-point shots for Benedictine. Coming into the game tonight, she's got 205 threes. She needs to get to 219 to move into second place on the all-time list. I'm going to give you a moment to think about who is number two on the all-time list she's looking to surpass and who is number one on the all-time list who she is not going to catch. 8:15 to go in the opening half. Park with the basketball, trailing Benedictine by one. Welcome to the Nolan. It's Ryan Hagan, producing and engineering. In the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's usually in the news studio or in the morning show studio. We've shifted him over. The sports studio is way down on the very end. This is where it belongs, actually, probably best that it's further away from everybody else. So, Brian Hagan is now running the board from the sports studio. Benedictine is going to make a substitution. Riley Rodinghouse out of the game. Carmen Morales is going to come back in. Now here's a spinning shot from underneath. It's going to be up and good. That was a pretty shot by Nadia Cooper. She's up to 7 points in the game, and Park is back in front once more at 22-21. We go inside eight to play in the opening half. Dubert, skip pass over to the left side. Going to be Jacobs back to Dubert out on top. Got Riley Wade in the game. She did not play in the opening quarter. Riley been playing more and more for Benedictine, and right now Wade has increased her per-game scoring to 3. Here's a shot. Dubert knocked to the floor. It doesn't go in, but going to send her to the free throw line. A foul on Nadia Cooper. Cooper picking up her first foul. It'll be team foul 2 for Park. And we're 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. 22-21, Lady Pirates in front. Jim, girl is rather quiet. The Benedictine Pep Band over in the far corner. You'll hear them, I'm certain, periodically in the background. And a free throw by Lauren Dubert is good. And with that, she collects her first point today. And the second free throw will be her second point. And Benedictine once more regains the lead at 23-22. 7:20 to go in the first half. Ortiz will have it left side, brings it to Perry. Emma swings it over to the right. Spillman lobs it into the corner. Scott will feed back underneath. Oh, that was a pretty move to the ball, and then didn't knock down the shot. Rebound to get down. It's going to be Morales. Here comes Lauren Dubert. Benedictine on offense. Dubert drives over to the left side, thinking about pulling up. Now the defender, she shakes her and pulls up and knocks down the 16-footer. Lauren Dubert with 4. 25-22. Is that the bucket that's going to allow Benedictine to get on a roll and put together some kind of a cushion? Time will tell. 6:50 to go in the first half. Nice feed underneath. All alone, Ortiz blocked by Carmen. Oh, that foul was called by an official that was out of position, I think. The one from behind, I could see it. The one from in front, I'm not so sure how clearly she could see that, but the foul on Carmen. And for Morales, it'll be foul number 2. For Benedictine, as the free throw is up and not going to go in, that is 3 second quarter fouls. One more free throw coming up for Ortiz, who's a 59% free throw shooter. She will hit neither of them. And back up with the basketball. Park coming down with the offensive rebound. 6.5 to go in the half. Playing off the screen. All the way to the right side. The kick comes out on top. The 18-footer knocking it down is Spillman. So the bucket is good. And Nevaeh Spillman collects her third point, and Park is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Timeout of the court at 6:27 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game, the first of our hoops doubleheader. It is Benedictine 25, Park 24.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Coming out of the timeout, Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Here's Dubert putting up a quick three. There it is, Lauren Dubert. After not scoring in the opening quarter, Lauren Dubert has 7 here in the second, and we're at 6 minutes to go, so 7 in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. 28-24, Benedictine. Inside 6. Park will work the perimeter. Jumps it over left. Once again, it's going to be Perry. She'll look it off on top. Cooper will drive left, pulls up, 13, nice. Nice little running jump shot for Nadia Cooper. She's got 9 points already. Incredible. 28-26, Benedictine by 2. Shooting percentages for these two teams are starting to. Obviously, they're increasing. We're seeing some points roll up now. Here's a nice backdoor pass for Jacobs, who will fall away and hook it up and in. Jennifer Jacobs, 8 points. 30-26, 5:20 to go. in the half. Benedictine is now with that shot up to 50%, 10 of 20 shooting the ball, including 2 of 5 from outside. Park is 50% at 12 of 24. So how about that? The two teams very balanced. Here's a follow-away shot, 15-footer, and it's up and good again for Nadia Cooper. 30-28. What Park's doing is a really good job of staying close. What you do, you give yourself an opportunity to stay close. Give yourself a chance to be in the game. A chance to win maybe late. Here's Carmen with a scoop shot. She's been watching Jennifer Jacobs since she put that one up. Morales' first bucket. 32-28. And now the ball's going to be batted away. Morales comes up with it. She gets knocked to the ground. And we're going to have a foul on the Lady Pirates. The whistle will be on Michaela Ortiz. Michaela picking up her second foul of the ball game is, I take this opportunity for, as the Lady Ravens inbound the ball, the opportunity to remind you that you're enjoying Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio, which is, of course, as you know, KAIRFM Horton Atchison. As we get inside, 4 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. Benedictine coming into the forecourt with a 4-point lead. Here's Wade out on top. Nicholson, she's looking three. Can't get that one either. Kennedy trying to find that long range. It has it. She's 0 for 4 from outside. And the ball will get away on the rebound. Park will have it back in. Benedictine with Nicholson, Brueggemann, Wade, Jacobs, and Morales. So for the Lady Ravens, two starters on the floor right now. Little bounce pass right side, baseline jumper for Park. Nope. Nicholson coming down with the rebound. She is 1-on-3 down the court. Those are not good numbers. She'll feed to the baseline. Brueggemann out on top. Morales. She squares up. Windage elevation. The three doesn't go. Rebounding it down. Wade follows up and got a nice roll. Riley Wade gets her first two. 34-28, and Benedictine has a half a dozen point lead. And then on the upcourt play, Brueggemann tries to push the point a little bit, and Riley will collect her first foul. So for the Lady Ravens, it'll be team foul 4. Park has committed 3. Michaela Bauman comes in, and Wade will check out. 3.5 to go in the half. Park with the basketball, brings it in, and Emma Perry will kick it over to the left side. Nadia Cooper working in front of Bauman. Top side it goes. Scott will go 3. Way short. Rebounding it down. Wade, or rather, is Brueggemann. Brueggemann kicks it right. Kennedy. J.J. Kennedy. J.J. Goes right. Twists. Left. Pushes it off on top. Shot clock of 15. Plenty of time. Brueggemann crosses over. Brings it back. Batted out of her hand. Picks it up. Gets it left. Driving in. Stork. Put on the floor. Got fouled. Coming to the line. 3:02 to go in the half. They've gotten the shot clock down to 6 before that foul called, and it's going to be on Parks Woodard. Alexis, foul number 1. Team fouls are even up at 4 apiece. So for the last 3 minutes of the opening half, both teams are going to be shooting free throws all the way. Nicole Stork's first point of the game right there. So Benedictine at the free throw line. They're shooting about half from the floor. They're shooting half at the free throw line. Second free throw. Got him. So Nicole Stork has her first two. 36-28. And suddenly, Benedictine has kicked that door open just a little bit. After a seesaw back and forth. First, what, 15 minutes? 14 minutes now, Benedictine has begun to establish himself. See. Lady Pirates will go into the forecourt. Brueggemann dives on the basketball and is going to tie it up. It'll belong to the Lady Pirates in front of the Benedictine bench. 2:50 to go in the half. 36-28 BC in front. Looking in, the little skip pass goes to Cooper. She'll come way out on top. Drive in, 13-footer. That was a pretty shot. That's a little running rainbow shot. And Nadia Cooper having a huge start tonight. 13 for Cooper. And it's 36-30. Brueggemann goes right, gets tripped, balls to the floor, no foul called. Now Brueggemann sitting on the floor looking at the official while the ball goes down the court. Here comes Park. They'll drive it down. Runner right side. No. Rebound cleared away by Woodard. Pirates from the outside for three. No. Rebound. Tipped again. Save Dubert. That was an acrobatic play by Dubert to secure that loose basketball. She'll take it to the left side. Skip into the middle. The ball loose on the floor. Going to be saved by Park, and we get a whistle. Where's this foul going? The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. So JJ's first foul. And it will be Park basketball. Now, the official's talking it over. I mean, I'm not sure what the conversation is. Kennedy Nicholson coming back in for Bauman. So Nicholson and Stork, Jacobs and Dubert with Brueggemann. 2 minutes to go, opening half. Women's college basketball this evening here on K Radio. Just kind of whet your appetite a little bit. The halftime coming up soon. Brian Hagen going to entertain you with things and stuff. 36-30, BC in front. Back over to the right side is going to be Nicholson defending. The feed comes out on top. It's going to be knocked free and stolen away. Here comes Brueggemann. She comes up with the theft. Now she'll drive it down the other end of the court and score it. How about that play by Benedictson and Riley Brueggemann? Only her fourth point of the game. 38-30. Again, the Ravens go up 8, and as the ball gets into the forecourt, we're going to get a timeout Park. Taking a break. 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictson 38, Park 30.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, as we return to the Nola Gymnasium, it'll be Park basketball. Minute 25 to go as the clock zipping along here. We're approaching halftime. The lead below the left block, twisting with the left foot, spinning the shot up. No. Rebound is off the floor. And coming up with it is going to be Brueggemann. Here comes Benedictson. Ravens into the forecourt. The feed to Jacobs. She'll twist and turn, puts it back up on top. Nicholson drops the shoulder, goes in. It's going to be a block. Are they going to wave off the bucket, or is it going to go in? The officials are talking about it over here, and a new official coming up. It is going to be the bucket and one for Kennedy Nicholson. At this point in the season and this point in the career, you know most of the officials. We have a new one, or maybe two here tonight, but a new one for sure. Kennedy hits the free throw, completing the conventional three-point play, has 5 tonight, and the Ravens go up double figures at 41-30. BC up 11. We've got 1 minute to go in the first half. The ball batted away, and Dubert reaching in and reaching across will foul Emma Perry. Lauren Dubert's first foul, and that is going to put Park at the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe is going to be Emma Perry. She's a 74.3% free throw shooter. First one couldn't have been more perfect. That is the fourth point of the night for Emma Perry. Perry will eye up the second one, and she'll hit them both. It is 41-32 in the last minute. Here comes Brueggemann, coast to coast, runs, shoots, doesn't get it, rebound, Jacob had it, lost it, has it, loses it, 3 players on the floor, and it'll be 8. Is that a jump or is that a foul? Well, that's a tough one. Foul is going to be on Parks, Paige Scott. And for Benedictson, coming to the free throw line, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, not a great free throw shooter. 63% on the season. This one, no good. Jennifer has 8 points already. Second free throw. Won't get that one either. Back up the floor. Park with a basketball coming up that defensive rebound. Off the missed free throw. They're going to have a Sokolova in the game. We haven't seen her out there today. Saw her a little bit when we were down at Park. Now Benedictine coming up with a steal. Ravens on the court. Nicholson. There's your three. Kennedy Nicholson. 44-32. Benedictine with its largest lead of the game. They are up a dozen. Shot clock's off. Park's going to get the last shot of the first half. They're hoping to take this thing down to a single-digit deficit. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They're going to have to do something to hurry. Sokolova goes left side, charges in. What a job by Brugham, and she took that charge, tumbled backward like a falling redwood. And Sokolova will pick up the personal foul. First foul on Key, and the Ravens are going to bring it in and send it to halftime. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Two teams taking a break. It is Benedictine's Lady Ravens 44, Perk 32.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, South Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College. It's a hoops doubleheader, the guys' game coming up after this, but right now in the ladies' game, Benedictine leads Park at halftime by a dozen. It was very close early on, went back and forth. In fact, Park held the lead for the majority of the opening quarter. Ravens trailed by one at the end of the first, but have outscored Park now 28-15 in the second quarter to go into the locker room with a double-digit advantage. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Pirates, how about Nadia Cooper? She has been absolutely fantastic. How good is she? Well, close to perfection as you get. 7 of 7 from the floor. Only 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 15 points for Nadia Cooper. It was a 5-point first half then for Emma Perry. 3 apiece for Scott and Nevaeh Spillman. You've got Jordan Blanco also with 4, and rounding out the scoring is Marina Pertiguayo. She has 2 for the Lady Pirates. For Benedictine, no player in double-figure scoring, but tremendous balance. Nicholson, 6 in the second quarter, has 8 now at halftime. Lauren Dubert, 7 points, all of them in the second quarter. 6, Michaela Bauman on a couple of threes. 5 for Josie Weiser, 4 for Riley Brueggemann, and with 2 apiece, you've got Riley Wade, Carmen Morales, and Nicole Stork. Looking at personal fouls, well, for Park, 2 against Michaela Ortiz, no one else with more than 1. four Benedictine. You've got two on Carmen Morales, two on Riley Rottinghouse, and two on Josie Weiser. No other player with more than one. Benedictine, after a bit of a slow start, warmed up to end up 17-33, so just a little over 50%, 52% from the floor. Park shooting 12 of 27, hitting 44%. From three-point range, BC has improved to 5 of 14, hitting 36 for Park's at 29% on 2 of 7. And at the free throw line, neither team setting the world on fire. Park, 6 of 10, Benedictine, 5 of 9, 56% free throw shooting team. The rebounding edge belongs to Benedictine, 19-15. The turnover edge goes to Park. They've turned it over 8 times. Benedictine has scored 7 points off those Park 8 turnovers. Nice crowd on hand. Continues to filter in as we get toward evening and after the work day. We encourage all of you out there to be very cautious out driving around as it is damp and it has been very slick on the area streets here earlier today. So please, please be very careful. What you need to do is just kind of hunker down and turn on that radio and enjoy the second half of the ladies' game. And then we got a guys' game coming up, so we're going to be with you for a while here tonight. That said, we're going to take a halftime break here in the NOLA Gymnasium with the intermission score. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 44, Park Pirates 32. We're kicking it back to Brian in the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net.
Voters in the Donovan West School District in a special election Tuesday rejected a $6.3 million bond issue for facility improvements. According to the unofficial results, 348 votes were cast against the bond issue to 130 in favor. The Donovan County Clerk's Office reported a nearly 32% voter turnout. The Donovan West USD 111 Board of Education approved a resolution last October to pursue the bond issue after 2 years of in-depth study and community collaboration. The funding would have been used to address 4 key priority areas: safety and security enhancements, HVAC and electrical upgrades, structural repairs and roof replacements, site improvements, and enhanced educational spaces. The bond issue would have required a 6.1 mil levy increase over a 20-year period to pay for the bonds and interest.
A 56-year-old Leavenworth woman, who claimed her neighbor was a witch responsible for casting a hex on her, has been convicted by a Leavenworth County jury. According to a release from the Office of Leavenworth County District Attorney Todd Thompson, Christina Stafford, on Monday, was found guilty in Leavenworth County District Court of criminal threat, with the charges stemming from May 30th of last year, when Stafford shouted threats and vowed to kill the victim, a fellow resident of her downtown Leavenworth neighborhood. According to the release, the victim, at the time of the threat, was loading 2 children into a car. When Stafford stated she was going to get a gun, the victim fled the scene. Stafford later, the release says, stated that she believed the victim and her husband were witches who had placed a hex on her, blaming them for her streak of misfortune. A sentencing hearing for Stafford is scheduled for March 19th. 2 Kenworth semi-trucks, new to Jefferson County, were approved for purchase this week during the County Commission's regular weekly meeting. It was during Monday's session, according to the meeting's unofficial minutes, that Public Works Director Ben Doman met with the Commission. Doman told commissioners that last week he dispatched two staff members to Kearney, Nebraska, to view two semi-trucks for sale, with Doman explaining the two 2020 Kenworth T680s have around 170,000 miles on them. Offered at a cost of $45,940 each, or $91,880 for both, Doman told the commission he finds the purchase to be more beneficial than attempting to fix the motor in one of the department's older trucks, which is estimated to cost around $75,000 to rebuild. After Doman added that the staff members were impressed with the trucks they viewed, the matter was addressed by the commission, with unanimous approval ultimately granted for the purchase. Topeka Zoo supporters, through a newly announced license plate, will soon be showing their love for the zoo and its animals through use of the specialty plates. The new plates, according to the Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center, in a release, will be available at the annual cost of a $50 donation and are open for use by all Kansas residents with state registered vehicles. The $50 yearly donation is in addition to standard vehicle registration fees, a one-time specialty plate charge, plus applicable fees, and is tax-deductible. The zoo license can be obtained through your local Kansas Department of Revenue. Super Bowl party planning is underway, and food safety experts warn that food safety is critical for the big party. Correspondent Rod Bain has the details.
Party planners, already getting your Super Bowl festivities and menu coordinated? Whether your playbook calls for traditional options, delicacies from the cities of the participating teams, or themed around Super Bowl 59 host city New Orleans, USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says food safety revolves around basic plays.
Clean, separate, cook, and chill.
Coach Meredith has the play breakdown.
Clean means starting with clean hands and utensils and making sure that those are washed throughout food preparation. Separate is going to be keeping any raw meat and poultry products separate from those foods that are ready to eat. Cook is using a food thermometer to make sure that any meat or poultry or other foods, too, have reached a safe internal temperature. Chill has to do with keeping your foods at a safe temperature.
More food safety tips and strategies are available through USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, or online via chat at ask.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy with fog tonight with a low of 28. Winds out of the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected with fog early tomorrow. Highs around 45. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Daytime highs approaching 43 Friday under partly cloudy skies. 46 Saturday. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Megan, there you are. Okay. Good looking forecast there. As far as no more sleet or anything in the morning, shouldn't expect that. Tonight, continue to drive safely as you are out and about the area. Of course, still that possibility for frozen roadways as the weather gets colder. Currently in downtown Atchison, we're at 33 degrees, sitting with overcast skies. 8 miles your visibility as wind comes out of the southeast at around 3 miles per hour. On this Wednesday evening, hey, we're going to return to Tom Counts, courtside for Benedictine College Hoops. That's next on 93.7.
just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And we head back to Tom Couch's second half action, women's style, Benedictine College versus Park.
Hey, I'm Ben. We're back here. What do you say? The Ralph Dillon Gymnasium. Welcome. Second half of the ladies' game getting set to get underway. Benedictine out in front, 44-32. Many thanks to Brian Hagen. What a great job, Brian. Well done. We appreciate that. He probably harkens you back to the, you know, the old days and playing carts at halftime.
Boy, does it ever.
You were good at that, too. Remember, you know, you put in, should I go with a 30 or 45 or maybe just a little transition with an ID?
Oh, absolutely, and then you have to like, figure it out. Maybe we play some Ferranti and Teicher for you, too.
Lady Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play to begin the second half, leading by a dozen. Here we go. BC brings it in. They got that original starting five out there. You got Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs. Oh, a three-point shot. Dubert, she knocks one down right out of the gate. BC goes up now 47-32. Lauren Dubert with 10 points. Into the way, Riley Roddinghouse is the fifth starter for Benedictine. Out there for Park to begin the second half. It's going to be their original starting five also. You've got Nadia Cooper and Emma Perry, Paige Scott, Navia Spillman, and Michaela Ortiz. Here's a three. Rolls around and it goes in. Park hits the bucket, 47-35. Back up with it. A minute now into the third quarter. Kennedy Nicholson swings it over to the right side. Oh, yeah. That reminds me. I had asked you a quiz earlier, didn't I? Kennedy Nicholson is chasing the number two spot in all-time three-point shots made by a Lady Raven. We're going to review that. BC goes out of bounds. We're going to bring it back in. Okay, so Kennedy Nicholson coming into the game today with 200 needs to be 219 to move into the number two spot. She has hit one so far today. Here's a baseline three. Now she's hit two. Kennedy Nicholson at 11 points. It is 50-35. So who will Kennedy eclipse for the number two spot? Who's got 219? That would be Skylar Washington. Skylar graduating in 2018. Okay? Now, or 2018 to 2022. Okay, so who is the all-time three-point leader? Three-point shot. Park knocking it down. That's Paige Scott hitting her second three of the game, and it's 50-38. All-time leader for the Lady Ravens three-point shooting. We'll start off with a – here's a hint. From 1999 to 2003, okay? 298 three-point shots by Sarah Brown. Ravens are going to turn it over, back down the court. Another running three. Perfect again. What a back-to-back shot by Paige Scott, her third three of the game. And it is 50-41, and the three-point shot can get you back in the game in a hurry, and it is doing that for Park. They're now trailing Benedictine by nine at 50-41, 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens go over to the left side. It'll be Nicholson, feeds underneath, and we get a put in a foul. She was trying to lob it into JJ. She took a little bit of a bump, a little bit of contact, and we're going to get a foul called underneath. It will be on Parks, Navia Spillman. Her second foul of the ball game and the first foul of the third quarter by either team. Ravens are going to bring it into the baseline right in front of the BC bench. The feet into the lane, shove in the back. Ronnie House gets pushed. Her head snapped back. Her arms flew out. And the official makes no call. Ronnie House says, what happened there? He goes, I didn't see anything. Park bringing it back up the floor. Kind of dropping a shoulder, leaning in. Emma Perry brings it up court. We're going to get Stubert. Swings back over to the left side to Cooper. Top side now, Scott. She'll cut down the right side. Pushes it back out on top to Emma. Underneath, backing in, backing in, backing in. Head fake shot up, not close. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be off Rodding House. Park will have it in with 20 on the shot clock and 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine's Lady Ravens leading it 50-41. It'll be Emma Perry inbounding it. Brings it over to the right side. Paige Scott has it. You want to think about Paige a lot at this point because little turnaround shot. No, rebounding it down is going to be Josie. You go with the hot hand, right? Oh, and Josie gets run over. She's coming up court, just kind of stops the dribble, and without looking around, kind of facing the outside, running into and running over her, Michaela Ortiz, Michaela's third foul. Josie gets up. She's kind of laughing and grinning, and she's fine, but she got run over. It looked like an armadillo in front of a freight liner out there. It was crazy. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's Dubert. Goes in. Running. Shot. Off the glass and good. Lauren Dubert with a dozen. It is 52-41 Benedictine. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Park will dish it left side. Feeds outside the block. Left side of the lane. Back and across. Twisting. And first right. Then left. Now her shot goes up and it's going to be rejected out of bounds. The shot put up by Spillman, slapped away by Roddinghouse. It'll be out of bounds down to the baseline, and Park will put it in from the end line, just to the left side of the lane. They'll kick it over to the left edge. Scott will take it. Starts top, brings it back down, feeds it in the middle. Here's Spillman, goes in. It's going to be stripped out of her hands, picked up by Josie. Josie will race it up the court, dribbling it to the left side. Goes all the way to the corner, gets pushed a couple of times, no foul there. Out on top, it's going to go to Roddinghouse around the horn. Here's Nicholson, feeds underneath Jacobs. Jennifer's drives to the top, drives back to the baseline, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. It'll be Jennifer Jacobs. 6:06 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it by 11. Look at the stretch set as Jennifer Jacobs, the 6'1" senior from Capon, from Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita, coming to the line. A duo of substitutions checking in for Park. Alexis Woodard going to come back in. The first free throw is up and short. One more shot coming here. Also back into the game is going to be Jordan Polanco's second free throw. Doesn't get either one of them. So Jacobs misses both free throws. She's 0 for 4 at the free throw line, but an offensive rebound and Dubert with the putback. 54-41 Lady Ravens. 5:55 to go. In quarter number 3 of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game still coming up. BC men with a huge road win on Saturday. Up in Des Moines. Monday, rather. I think back it should be Saturday with the last game, but we had the makeup game Monday. So Monday was the most recent game, 2 days ago. This is the Ravens, and the ball is going to be batted away through baseline. And to make sure I'm right here, this is the, fourth game in 8 days, right? Something like that. 4 games, 8 days, 3 of them on the road, and they came back Monday night and are back here Wednesday night playing again. It's a rough time of the year. This just separates some of these teams. A shot up, they're going to call a shot clock violation against Park. Yeah, times like this when you're playing a lot of games in a short duration, that will really separate the better teams, the deeper teams, that more physical, better conditioned teams. Bottom line, the better teams. You get in the postseason, you're playing probably every day, if not every other. Here's a pass from Nicholson looking for Stork, who had not broken to the baseline and then makes a headlong dive for the ball. It was well out of her reach. Park brings it in, and the backcourt, Reeves are going to press it a little bit. 5 minutes to go, midpoint of quarter number 3. The ball still in the backcourt. It's going to be lost for a moment, but then recovered off the dribble by Emma Perry, who started to the right side, now moved to the left, goes back to the right, keeps it alive. Here's a three-point shot. It was online, but a little bit too long, and a rebound is going to be slapped around and picked up off the floor. Josie Why is it coming up the court with it? Peace. Oh, that was a beautiful pass, and Stork is going to finish it. Nicole Stork has four, but for Josie Weiser, the steal and a spectacular pass, and now the Ravens force a turnover on the inbound. Benedictine is going to have it back in with 4 minutes and 44 to go in the third quarter. Dubert coming out of the ball game, and it'll be Riley Brueggemann. So you got Brueggemann and Morales out there, Weiser, Stork, and Nicholson. Here's the five on the court for Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens. Nicholson skips it over to the right side, way out above the three-point area, where we don't see Carmen Morales often, is where she's camped out right now. They'll feed underneath the Stork, has the ball ripped out of her hands. It'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine. 4:28 to go. Now we're going to get another substitution is coming into the lineup. It'll be Michaela Bauman. Bauman will come in for Nicholson. Nicholson with 11 points. Dubert with 14. The Ravens are going to bring it in. Stork just above the free throw line. Goes right side, Josie. Weiser back out on top, Brueggemann. Stork back to Brueggemann. The shot clock at 6. The shot clock at 5. Brueggemann has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine with 3 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens, no time to tarry. It'll be Josie putting it in play. Josie has 5 so far tonight. Jacobs with 8. Bradley Roddinghouse looking for her first point. The inbound pass underneath. Brueggemann knocks it down. What a spectacular pass by Josie Weiser. Brueggemann is going to get the credit for the points, but Josie should get a lot of credit for that pass. Back down the floor. Long cross-court throw. Raven defense is doing a great job. Here's a little baseline runner. Oh, up and good from deep in the right side in front of the park bench. The three-point shot good by Paige Scott. It is her fourth three of the game. She's hit 3 of them here in the third quarter. And as the shot goes in, the Lady Pirates is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them at 3:49 to go in the third quarter here in the NOLA Gym. Benedictine 58, the Park Lady Pirates 44.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
So Benedictine putting the ball in play in the backcourt, and we're going to get press action coming here from Park. I understand they got to do something to try to get themselves into a position to be successful in this game, and so you change defenses, you try something different when what you're doing right now is not working well. Beautiful pass underneath, and the layup is up and good. Brueggemann, the assist, and 2 more for Stork. Here's what you've got to like about that play, Nicole Stork, finishing the shots. Ravens doing some nice work getting the ball freed up. Here's a baseline shot from the left side, missing. Clearing it down is going to be Carmen Morales. Ravens up the floor. Brueggemann goes right, goes all the way in. Off the window. No, but she got fouled, I think. There it is. The foul is going to be on Spellman. And I believe it'll be her third. She will come out of the game. And Park, with 3:04 to go, is giving the ball back to Benedictine. Pass underneath. Stork with the left hand. It's up and in. Nicole with 8 in the game. As we are under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, the ball is going to be stolen by Brueggemann. She picks it up, squares up, throws down a 3. Riley Brueggemann, she had stolen the ball, lost her footing, but kept the ball aligned with a dribble. The defense was coming down. Here's a 3 on the other end, missing. Rebounding it is going to be Josie. And back up with it will come Bauman. So Bauman's on the floor, dribbling the ball, gets to her feet. Didn't have a chance for that fast break anymore off the transition, so she just squared up and throws it down. Ravens leading at 65-44. The pass underneath. Give it to Josie, and assist by Brueggemann. Josie Weiser with 7. And Benedictine right now hitting on all cylinders has pushed their lead to 67-44. Park in deep trouble. Standing at the free throw line, working her way to the outside. Moving the ball around is going to be Sokolova. Now she'll be knocked to the floor. Benedictine picks up the basketball. Here come the Lady Ravens. Racing it down is going to be BC, and the pass gets away. The drive on the other end, and a shot blocked by Brueggemann. You hear the crowd. Now they'll feed down the floor, and let's see what's happening here. The officials are walking out to have a little powwow. This is, it's getting just a little bit wild out here. Then one of the officials on the near side, the new official, ran out and stopped the game. And I think she's having a conflict with Coach Cooper, and it's a technical on Coach Cooper by that new official. So, Josie Weiser will come to the free throw line. See, Kenneth Norman Cooper Jr. just getting a little frustrated, understandably. The free throw by Josie is good. So Josie Weiser are going to get a couple of free throw opportunities off that coach technical. Second free throw. Yep. So that is now 9 points for Josie, and Benedictine has blown this thing pretty much wide open, leading it by 25 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. It is 69-44. Checking to five on the court now for these two teams. It'll be Polanco, Cooper, Perry, Scott, and Sokolova for Park. Benedictine's got Stork and Morales, Nicholson, Dubert, and Bauman. Nicholson checks back into the game. So does Dubert. Right side, Bauman. Michaela has shot very well tonight. She'll bounce past to Stork. She'll cut down the lane. Goes up. Shot deflected out of her hand. Rebounding it down. Here comes Park. Fast break. Other end of the floor. Running. Shot up and good. Pretty shot again by Nadia Cooper. That is Nadia's first point of the second half after having 15 at halftime. And we're 75 seconds left in the third quarter. Nicholson between the circles. Bauman bumps it over to the left. Stuber right in front of the Benedictine bench. Skip pass comes back out on top. 11 on the shot clock. Dubert goes baseline, gets double-teamed, gets trapped in trouble. The ball's loose. It's rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be, is there a foul, or is it going to go out of bounds? There's going to be a foul on Dubert. So for Lauren, it'll be foul number 2. And Josie, who had just come out of the game, barely had a chance to take one of those little bitty paper cups and get a swig of water, and she's right back out there. Why are those little paper cups that small? 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, 69-46. Cooper has Nadia going left. Josie reaches across trying to steal the ball away. They're going to call her for a foul. It'll be Benedictine's third team foul. It'll be Josie's third personal foul. And once more, Park will inbound it. And once more, it will be Nadia Cooper. 37, 36, 20 seconds between the shot clock and game clock, so lots of time here. The feed, Sokolova, she'll spin and shoot, and they're going to call Stork for a foul. Stork had rotated back with Sokolova, but apparently there was some contact in the middle, and coming to the free throw line, here come the Pirates. Sokolova coming to the free throw line is on the season. 14 of 20 at this drive. 70% shooter. Comes into the game averaging 3.6 an outing. Ravens are going to take Morales out. They're going to take Stork out of the game. And back in, we will get Jacobs and Rottinghouse. Free throw? No. Sokolova continues to search for her first point of the game, and she'll have one more free throw. Eyes it up, and it rolls out, no good, rebound, slap that on top, nice defense, and now the ball's loose, picked up by Josie. Weiser racing up the court with it, Benedictine has the starting five, left side, JJ shoots and scores, Jennifer Jacobs. 10 points, it is 71-46, Ravens up 25, the shot goes up, Jacobs pulls it down, gets it to Dubert. Ravens with 7 seconds, six. The feed down low to Josie. She's falling. She spins in the air. Throws it behind her head off the glass and good. Josie Weiser, a circus play, knocks it down and draws the foul and coming to the line. 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has stretched his lead now to 73-46. The foul is going to be on Parks, Michaela Ortiz. It'll be her fourth. Michaela will come out of the game, and Emma Perry will check out at the line. Josie Weiser. She's 2-2 at the free throw line, hitting those couple of technical free throws a moment ago. Hits that one. It is now 74-46. Ravens will press on the inbound, and that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after three quarters in the ladies' game. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 74, Park 46.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Ravens, opening quarter of the game, scored 16. They were down one after a quarter. Second quarter, they kicked it up, scored 28, went in at halftime, up 12. So just to up that, they go from 28 to now scoring 30 points in the third quarter and go to the fourth, leading 74-46. Looking around the conference, you got Mid-America. They got that first place pretty well locked down at 19-0. Benedictine right behind him at 15-3. Grandview right behind them at 15-4. And the Lady Ravens winning that overtime thriller up in Des Moines on Monday. Missouri Valley is 14-4. So you got your number one team. You've got three teams within one game of second place. So Benedictine, no room to flinch here. So there's that. Missouri Valley again at 14-4. Then Park. They're next up at 11-8. Mount Mercy's 10-8. Clover Stockton and Clark are with 8 wins, 6 for Grayson, 5 for Peru. Central Methodist 4, 3 for Baker, 2 for Pitt. Around the conference right now, I have this pulled up. Let's see if we can get some updated scores going on here. They're recognizing some good folks out on the floor. We get ready to go to the fourth quarter. You're in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. All right. This would be Wednesday the 5th. And again, game's going on around. Clark and Clover Stockton has been postponed. So we are aware of that not happening tonight. Right now, you've got Baker leading Central Methodist by only 6. And they are in the fourth quarter. You've got Grandview up 20-plus over Peru State. They're bouncing right back. The shot goes up by Park to begin the fourth quarter and missing. Ravens with a rebound. Benedictine down. Dubert baseline drives across underneath. One-hand push pass. Josie goes three, hits three. Josie Weiser. Man, Josie's really stepping it up here in the second half. She's at 15 points, 77-46. For the way we welcome Joseph to the production and engineering department here, as he'll be with us for the balance of the evening. And many thanks to Brian Hagen for kind of getting the ball started, rolling off the mountain. Here's a running shot. Oh, that was kind of nice by Nadia Cooper. She's got 19, 77-48. You'll have to pardon me if it's a little less exciting than maybe it was. There are still some great plays, but the Lady Ravens, moment ago leading up by 31. Now here's Josie. It's another three. You can always get excited about those deep baseline corner threes, making it 80-48. BC with their largest lead of the game. Here's a three on the other end, missing it. Nicholson. We'll see it go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. 8 minutes and 40 to go in the ball game. We do not have any updates for some reason. Missouri at Mid-America, that game to have started at 5:30. I don't know if they made a late postponement, if they are having technical issues. This is why I'm always very paranoid about the stream business. Here's a three for Josie from the right elbow. She was a step and a half above the ring. Josie Weiser's got 9 in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. It is 83-48, and the Ravens are just pouring on the cold. I'm surprised they haven't gotten the starters out yet. I'm sure they're coming. Here's a drive right. Cooper shot. Nope. Rebound Park. They'll lose it out of bounds, and it is Raven basketball. Again, Benedictine with no move to take those starters out of the game with 8 minutes left and a, where are we at, 35-point lead? That's just a quick math. 83-48. I had to take off one shoe to get to that. Jennifer Jacobs dumps it over to the left side. Now they'll feed into the lane. Roddinghouse with the left-handed layup. That is the first point of the game for Riley Roddinghouse. 85-48, Benedictine. 7:40 left. Driving right side, cutting into the right side of the lane, trying to go in. The Ravens are going to double up the basketball now. The cross-court pass is going to be batted away. It's going to be knocked out by Jennifer Jacobs. Back it will come to Park. Here's the first starter checking out. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson. She'll step off the floor. Riley Brueggemann, the 5'8 sophomore from Lenexa, comes in. She's out of what? SJA, I believe. 7.5 to go. Brueggemann bats the ball. It's on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Dubert. She'll outlet it down the court. Brueggemann will let JJ handle it, and she'll bring it out on top. Jennifer Jacobs with it. Swings over to the left side to Brueggemann. Feeds back to Jacobs. She's got Josie out here. There it is. There she is. And it's not going to fall. Rebound tipped out Park, and they're going to call Jacobs for the foul underneath. Jennifer Jacobs will have her, what, second foul of the game? And Benedictine's first foul of the fourth quarter. Ravens are going to take Josie Weiser out. They're going to bring Riley Roddinghouse out. Nicole Stork enters, and Riley Wade is back in. I'm going to tell Coach we got a 2-Riley maximum. I don't know if we can get all 3 Rileys out there at the same time. Right now, we only have 2. Riley Brueggemann, here's a shot from the outside, won't go. Hook shot on the follow shot, won't go. Park with another rebound. Riley Brueggemann and Riley Wade out there for Benedictine. And now, the pass over to the corner, and Park will just take the right off the ball. It gets away. Lauren Duber comes out, and the only Hattie on the team will check in. It's going to be Hattie Gross, the 5'8" freshman out of Frankfort, Kansas. And we're down to 6.5 minutes left. Lady Ravens with an enormous win. Underneath, the driving shot, scooped and scored. That is Riley Wade. 6:20 left. The pass right side gets away out of bounds. Raven basketball. I was dubious when I saw this is going to be the Hart Conference game of the day, and I'm not sure what precipitated that decision, but it has not turned out to be that. Lady Ravens have dominated this thing since, well, maybe the opening quarter was close. That was about it. By the end of the second quarter, the Ravens had gone up double figures, and it's been kind of a race since then. Can Benedictine get to 100? There's a question. They're leading it now, 87-48, 6 minutes left. 13 points in 6 minutes, very possible. Stork will go 3, doesn't hit it, and a rebound, Hattie. Kicks it back over to the right side to Brueggemann. Out on top, Wade. Passes up the 3. On the floor one time to Brueggemann, shot clock 8. Shot clock 6. Off the screen, Brueggemann from 15. Nope. Rebound underneath Carmen. There it is on the putback. Morales for 2. 89-48. 5.5 left. I'm saying 100, yes. The feed into the lane. Park will come out on top. The uncontested 3. It's a little bit long. And rebound. 2 Ravens fight for it. And it's going to be saved out on top by the Lady Pirates. Park will have it on the right side. It'll be Jordan Polanco. Right in front of the scorer's table. I mean, she's way upstairs in the outside corner. 5 minutes left. A foul on Hattie. So Hattie Gross to collect her first foul of the game. Benedictine. A couple of fouls now in the fourth quarter. Morales will come out. And Wade will come out as Benedictine exercises the bench a little bit here. Park will have the ball right side. Skips. Turn around. Down left side, back out on top. Joseph, there's all kinds of wackiness happening in my ears. I don't know if it's really anything to be concerned about. Okay, Moser with a little running one-handed shot. To Diana Moser for two. And it's 94-51. 3 minutes and 20 to play. Welcome back here to the Ralph Nona Gymnasium, where the guys' game is still on tap, still coming up. But right now in the ladies' contest, with 3:14 to go, it's all Benedictine. BC putting the ball to play in the backcourt. They lead it 94-51. And Diana Moser will walk it up the floor. If you're a Lady Raven and you got a jersey, you're going to get to put it in the laundry because everybody's playing tonight. Topside with it is going to be Maggie. Korber kicks it over to the right side to Shea. Here's Hattie with it. She'll start in. Goes in. Underneath. And rolls in for it. It hung for what felt like forever on the front edge. And it goes in. Hattie Gross, 96-51. The next question is, can Benedictine win by 50? Here's a three. Whoa, that would change that. Long three-pointer page, Scott. Her 15th point on five threes, and we're going to go to Park T.O. Timeout. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens, 96, Park 54.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Two minutes and 33 seconds remain to be played in the ladies' game. The Benedictine guys, they're going to get off about on time. We anticipated a 7:30 tip-off for them, and barring anything really wacky going on, that should be well within the realm of possibility. College hoops this evening here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. All right. Coming out of that extended timeout, it is Hattie and Maggie and Diana and Shay and Grace. BC will walk it up the floor. Here comes Moser. Donna Moser, one of the international students for Benedictine. Diana out of Brazil. I make a habit and kind of a practice to never try to pronounce a lot of names in some of those international cities. Here's a driving layup on the other end. It's going to be up and good for Perry because there's no way that I can get him right or do him any kind of justice at all. So I will just stay with Brazil. It's a big place, a lot of cities. And one of them is the home to Diana Moser. Benedictine on offense. 2 minutes to play. Here's Shay. She'll skip it into the lane. Grace changes direction and tries to kick it back out on top, but it'll get away from Maggie. Blue Rapids, Kansas. That's not so far from Atchison. Maggie, 5'8" freshman. Minute 40 to play. Rams are going to have to hurry to get to 100 now. 96. Leading by 40. Here's a little collision and sprawling to the floor and picking up the foul is going to be Moser. crowd, they're being attentive, respectfully watchful. Free throw is up and in. Nicely done. I'm going to tell you what, for all the difficulties Park has had, Nadia Cooper's had a fabulous game. That's 20 for her as I have it, and 21. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for Cooper. 9 of 15 shooting the ball. So she's had an outstanding evening. She's had an outstanding season, averaging 12-7 a game. Emma Perry averages 15 for Park. The Ravens have held her to less than half that. Minute 25 to go in the game. Lady Ravens up court with the basketball, leading it by 40. Quickly over to the right side. Moser brings it back off on top to Hattie. Hattie swings it over to Maggie. Torber works her way to the right side. Shot clock at 7. BC's letting it run way down. Here's a running shot up and missing and a rebound. Fought for on the floor. And 1 minute to go. Park will recover the ball. So the Lady Ravens did not score in that possession, and they're probably not getting to 100 now. And they're not going to win by 50. Around the left side is Jordan Belanco, a little one-handed runner, missing an uncontested rebound, followed up and in, and Cooper continues to line it up. It's 96-50, or rather 96-60 now. So the Raven lead cut to 36 with a half a minute to play. Moser comes out on top. Gross kicks it away. Lewis will skip it off down low to Grace. Back over to the right side. Moser starts to drive in, backs away, feeds in the middle, no foul called, and Ravens are going to turn it over. Benedictine will probably not have another possession. Up court, it goes to Park, and down the left side is Sokolova to 3. Yeah, not going to go in. And the Ravens are going to have it in play with 4 seconds left. That's going to do it. They will not even take it to midcourt. The final score tonight in the Benedictine Lady Ravens game. BC 96, Park 60. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
For the Lady Ravens, putting up 96 points. They've been over 90 a lot of times this year. And that's not a very scientific number, but I could probably pretty easily research that. But for the Lady Ravens, 96 here tonight. Let's see how many times they've had 98, 100, 91, 89. So, yeah. Benedictine has scored a lot of points this year. And tonight for Park, though, the leading scorer in the game was Nadia Cooper with 23 points tonight. Double figures also for Scott. She had 18. Ah, thank you so much. So, anyway, let's just start back over here. 23 for Nadia Cooper. Paige Scott with 18. And then it just falls off the page. Emma Perry, 7. Jordan Blanco at 4. 3 for Navea Spellman. And Marina Paraduengo with 2. Kate Sokolo with 3. So, 60 points for Park tonight. But how about the Lady Ravens then? Leading the way for Benedictine tonight. It was Josie Weiser. Josie had 2 at the end of the first quarter. She had 5 at halftime. 12 at the end of 3 quarters. Knocked down 3 more threes in the fourth. 21 points for Josie Weiser. She ended up shooting 7 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 21 for Josie tonight. She had a couple of teammates in double figures with her as Lauren Dubert was 5 of 5 shooting the ball, had 14 points, and Kennedy Nicholson hit 11 points tonight. By the way, Jennifer Jacobs, double figures also. Jennifer with 10 tonight. Didn't even score in the fourth quarter. I'm not even sure she even played in the fourth quarter. Following those 5, it was 9 tonight for Riley Brueggemann off the bench, 6 for Michaela Bauman on 2 of 2 shooting from outside. Nicole Stork had 8 tonight. It was 4 apiece for Riley Wade and Carmen Morales. Shea Lewis had 3. Then it was 2 apiece for Riley Roddinghouse, Hattie Gross, Diana Moser. Lady Ravens, 19 wins on the season. They got a 19-4, 16-3 in the conference. Parks is now 14-10 and 11-9. Guys, teams out of the court warming up. Don't go away, guys. Game coming up. And then, of course, between then, now and then, I'm sure we're going to get a chance to visit with Lady Raven head coach Chad Folsom. He's been great about coming up and making the effort, time, and trouble to get up here to see us. And we appreciate that. And I always look forward to talking to him. So, Coach Folsom will be coming up here on Q Radio in a bit. Guys, game out there. Kenny Longins on the radio. Doesn't get much better than that. We'll be back to bring in the second half live. But right now, that final score in the girls' game. Benedictine 96, Park 60. We're going to take it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's going to take care of you for a while. We'll be back in the Nolan pretty quick.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy with fog tonight with a low of 28. Winds out of the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected with fog early tomorrow. Highs around 45. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Daytime highs approaching 43 Friday under partly cloudy skies. 46 Saturday. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Number one for New Country. Number one for you. This is Cassidy Pope saying keep it here for the best of today's hit country on Hot Country 93.7.
I believe in ghosts, most people don't. I swear it on my grandpa's grave. I seen him in the trees, I seen him in my dreams, and I still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder, let you come along.